County Council starts with a work session Wednesday at 3:45 p.m. at the Rich and Services Building. They're talking about possible increases to the fees for planning, building, and engineering. County Manager Bob Jasper said the council had three or four meetings on the issue some years back. Their philosophy, he said, is that the staff work for individuals and companies should pay for itself as much as possible through fees. The work done for the community, such as general planning, should not.
The council chose 3 years ago to recover about 60-70% of that, but not the full amount. And what they said at the time was, come back every few years and let's relook at it. And that's what we're doing now.
So is that what you're thinking, though? Still stay within that 60-70%?
Well,
or should we start having it pay its own way?
Well, I think growth should pay for itself. Not, again, the community benefit part of it, but my recommendations and staff's recommendations more around it cost X dollars to do X process, and that part ought to be covered by fees.
You said there's an equity issue in looking at the fees.
There are some areas that, particularly in building inspection, that from my take, people in less expensive homes are paying a proportionally higher fee than the really large $10, $12 million homes, and I'm not sure that that's fair. So I think we're going to I'm more focused on kind of the equity of how we go about it and making sure we have enough.
Following that, the council will look at their economic diversity strategic plan. Related to that, they're now taking bids to sell off the Summit County Beef Program to a private buyer who will continue to grow the concept. Jasper said the original intent was to link the beef ranching activity on the east side to the resort customers on the west side.
There's certainly a market for grass-fed beef and organic beef, and we had to work with ranchers to kind of change how, I mean, right now, most all the cattle out there are brought to a video auction and sold at one period of time. So in working with the ranchers to have beef year-round, or particularly in the winter, they had to change when the cows were born and when the cows were slaughtered, et cetera. We spent some time working on the production side, and then we've spent some time on the marketing side over here. And, I mean, the county government itself ought not to be in the selling beef business. So what we tried to do is get it seated, get a brand. I think we've done that. I think it has good name recognition. I think that there are ranchers on the east side that have changed how they raise cattle.
The council will look at other economic goals, like helping local already established business.
Businesses that exist, that are indigenous, that are tied to the community, helping them stay solvent, helping them expand, has a more longer-term benefit than out trying to get this corporation or that corporation to come here. So that's part of it. We also know that you have a lot of people that do pretty well during the ski season, maybe during the summer, but in the shoulder seasons are really difficult to make a living, difficult to stay here and raise a family. And so diversification would help us a bit by having a kind of a more stable economic base and stable community in terms of our workforce.
Jasper said another objective is to make sure that more local salaries are a living wage.
I guess if you're going to work here, we'd like you to have the ability to live here. Many, many of our workforce have to commute in from other areas, from Salt Lake to Heber area.
The council is also scheduled to appoint Jim Shea Jr. to the Snyderville Recreation Board. And at 6 p.m. Wednesday, they will hold a hearing on seven neighborhood plans in the Snyderville General Plan. Those areas include Canyons, Olympic Park, Jeremy Ranch and Pinebrook, the Summit, Central Basin, and North Mountain. Jasper said Lone Range, after they've updated the general plan, they will move on to the development code.
The development code, in my mind, is a patchwork. It's been amended and amended, and it just doesn't jive well together.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.